We're on Daf Dalad Amud Beis. We've learned yesterday the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Ela Ogel Min Olam?" How do you know that an Ogel is part of Hamriya? Omani Rabbi Kivi, the Marbe Ogel Ketome. The Sanyi Rabbi Kiva Oimar, Ish Rabbeis Esa Ogel. So Rashi says, Ogel Yisrael, Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila, Ochigasin in the Marbelei Ogel Ketome, Ish Mizer Arin Buz Tzarua Isov. So the extra Ish is Marbe, that an Ogel is just like a Tzarua Isov. La Rabbi says, Ogel Shu Ketome, Shalo Yechel Tume Im Koyinu. He has Dinim of a Tome. Let us see Taisvis, the Marbe Ogel Ketome. Omar harav rabochon, the hod de itzerich krod de l'el, limuti lei tumtim vandroigenis. So he asks, Amir de kekashe, we had a miut before, zechu cho, to be memayit, a tumtim and an androigenis. Now, a tumtim is a sofik nekeve, now it's a tzadit nekeve, it's potter. A sofik zocher. Now, on the tzadit zocher, we would think he's chayiv, that's why we need the miyut. So, but if an ogel is nismayit, so on the tzad he's a zocher, so he's an ogel. So that's the Yisrael's kasha. The hod yitzrich kodol elamuti lay tumtum vadroiganis, v'loy lamute misofik ogel, why aren't we with mayit als ogel? Maybe he's a zocher and he's an ogel. If he's in a cave, he's also a potter. Hosam alibe the Rabbonon. So Taisa says the Gemara is going according to the Rabbonon that do not hold the yisoid of Orul Ketome. The Rabbi Kiva leitzor, according to Rabbi Kiva, einoch hanami. We could be memayet atumtum mitzad Orul. Umiyu ach koshe. Amai itzrich miyet lo Orul gabi Pesach. Why did the Torah have to say that an oral is not permitted to eat a Pesach, a Kolben Pesach? Tepik leimi tome. If we have a klal, oral kitome, so memele, so wherever a tome was nismayit, then an oral was nismayit. B'yesh leimal, so Tosfos answers, da hosam mematinen oral shemesu ochev machmas mila. By Kolben Pesach, we are memayet an orul shemesu ochiv machmas mile de lav ketome. Now Taisu says two yesoides. Yesoid number one, that the orul of Kolben Pesach is speaking about an orul shemesu ochiv machmas mile. That means it was an onus. And number two, that the yesod of orul ketome is not by an ogel that is an onus, but that's why he wasn't mal himself. Ogel ketome is an ogel that it was possible to be mal himself, and he wasn't mal himself. That ogel is a din of a tome. But an ogel that is an onus, now logically is not permitted to mal himself, that ogel does not have a din tome. So memelas, that's Taisvis Teretz. Taisvis asks, why do we need a new miyut of orul? Typically, that's orul ketome. We need a miyut of orul when it's meisuachim machmas mila. Then he's not like a tome. But then Taisa says, miyuzeu davke leperish Rashi. That is only good according to Rashi, the meforish osom orul shemeisuachim machmas mila. Rashi says that by Kolben Pesach, an orul shemesu ochiv machmas mile is also bekolben Pesach. So memele yesh lahamitochi. So according to Rashi, this is a good teretz. Avol rapeirish rabbeinu tam. The meforish doyig machmas atzam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that which orul is also bekolben Pesach. Dafkan orul that does not want to be mal himself. He doesn't want to have the pain of mila. Avu meisu ochiv machmas mila havi onus. The Rabbeinu Tam holds la loche. If it's meisu ochiv machmas mila, so there's no din mila on him, there's no chiyav mila, he doesn't have a din oru. So, yesh lahakshay, so according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Can ask a kasha le Rabbi Kiva. So comes out that the Ogel of Korban Pesach is only speaking about an Ogel that is not an Onus. An Ogel that is an Onus does not even an Ogel. An Ogel that is not an Onus, we could be Memayit Afilu without the Pesach, called Saloch of Ogel Kitome. Yes, le Hakshish le Rabbi Kiva, the Marba Ogel Kitome. Amayitz le Rekhol le Ogel de Pesach. Why do you need a Pesach to tell me that an Ogel is Mufkif and Korban Pesach? They proclaim me Tome. Now, it would seem from Taisvis that according to Rashi, it's no Kasha. Because there it is speaking about by an Ogel, Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mile, and there is no din of Ogel Kitome. That's what Taisvis says. So the Achroinim ask, Rashi by us said, Ogel Yisroel Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mile. So we see that Rashi holds that the din of Ogel Kitome also applies by an Ogel Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mile. So Memelis, according to Rashi, it's also Shver, because Rashi would seem to hold that the din of Ogel Kitome applies afilu by an Ogel Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mile. And while Kaponim Taisvis didn't hold like that. So Taisvis, the Taisvis Shitosi says, according to Rashi, it will be good. But Kaponim, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is Shver. So why do you need a Posek of Ogel? So Taisvis answers, via Shloima, the Mehosom Yadina Lei Baalme. That means, that Yisod, that we say Ogel Kitomei, the Makar of the Yesod originates by Korban Pesach. Kivin the Midame Ogel Litomei BePesach. Let us see the Loshon Habach design. The Mahosam Yadina Lei Baalme. The Kivin the Midame Ogel Litomei, since by Korban Pesach, we see that Ogel is similar to a Tomei. Is Darshin in Nami Meish Ish. So therefore, when we have a Miyuta de Keish, Ish, Ashiyet Sarua Izov, Ish Ish, is Lerabba is Ogel Kitomei. So then we say, so that is a Gilui from Korban Pesach. We say that the Ish, next Ish is Malba Ogel. Avol, yeah. Avoleka lemeima. So that's the Teretz Rotations 1 stands. Avoleka lemeima. The ileke kro de orl gabi pesach. Hayisioime de pesach boba arlus. The have rubon areilim kemoi betumish. And now Teretz wants to say, maybe someone say another Teretz. What other Teretz could one say? One could say like this. That we have a klal that if roiv of klal Yisrael atmeim, so then the halacha is that they can bring a korban pesach betumim. So if the only reason that an orel would be nismayit is because orel kitome, so then it would have the kulis of tome. And if roiv tzibar atmeim, just like by tumim there's a halacha that Rav Tzibor Atmeim, it's the Pesach is bo betume. So I would say that if Rav Tzibor Arelim, the Pesach will be bo ba'alos. That's why we need a new Pesach to tell us that besides the din of Orel Ketomi, there's a new miut of Orel. That an Orel besides the din of Ketomi, and because of this new miut, that's why if Rav of the Tzibor Arelim, they still do not bring a Korban Pesach. So Taisa says this Teretz is not a correct Teretz. Now let us see in a Benikon Taisa. The Elek, Yekro Elodorol Kitome, Hayishayim the Pesach Baba Olis, they have a Rubom Areilim Kamei Betume. So Taisa says, that's not true. The Hominoya Dinon Lerabes Oral Kitome. How do we know bechlal that orul kitame meish ish kiyet zaruwa oizov? The pasuk is speaking about a koyin, so we say if he's a zaruwa oizov, he cannot eat trume, and we say ish ish that if he's an orul, he can also not eat trume. is Vahosam Loiksiv Raktumis Tzaras Bezivis. So the Pasuk is telling us that an Orel is like a Mitzayra. Orel is like Azov. That's the Makar that Orel Kitame, but what kind of a Tome? A Mitzayra, Azov. The Gemara says in Psochim, the Loidochi Raktumis Meis Bova. That the halacha is. That a Pesach is bo betume froiv of the tzibara tmeim, that staff gave the tmeim tumis meis. But if the tmeim other tumis, it's not bo betume. So memele, a fellow without a new miyat of orul, I would know that roiv tzibor areilim, they do not bring a korban Pesach, because the orul kitome is like tumis tzaras and tumis zive, and these tumis, and with these tumis, is, the Pesach is not bo betume. Period. Vahashte sugye dohoche plige arove dereisha orul. Now Taisvi says, our sugye is chaylik and rove. The comma, the leilishtameit tane, the marbe orul kitome. Rove said that there is no such tane that holds that an orul is like a tome, v'nukme ki Rabbi Kiva. That means he held Rabbi Kiva never said such a thing that an orul is like a tome. Uporich lei mehoche, the orul v'tome pturim minariye. Here it says that an orul is potter minariye. Umishani, so the Gemara answers, shani hosom mishum de mois. The reason an orul is potter minariye, because he can't enter the base of Mikdash, because he's mois. Umashme dafilu rabbonon moid, kloim alav mishum de marbalei kitome, elam mishum de mois. So Memela Sotosis is just saying, our sugye and the sugye in Yevomis are chaylik. Rove said that there's no such tane that holds orul kitome. And pshat no mishneh is, because as an orul is a mois. That's why he's alav bar biye in the base Hamikdash. And the Gemara says in Yevomis that's what Rava says in Yevomis, and our Gemara says that the reason that an Oru is potter min ariyah is because Oru ketome. So it's a machlokes hasugis. Umiyu yeshloimar, Taisa says perhaps we can say a different shot in the Gemara in Yevomis. The hochi perushi, shani hosam yishum demoyz. Lahochi marba orul kitome alibe de Rabbi Kiva, that an orul has a din tome mitzad the mitzadi is mos. Avoloi sheye orul metame binegiye kitome. Lahochi loitanino gabi adodi. That means Bemisin, the sugi in Yevomis, there's a din if an orul is metame. That is the shaila over there. So Rove said, could be no one holds that an orul is metame. The reason why Rabbi Kiva is memayit an orul, because mitzad miyesusa, that when an orul is more, so he has dinim of a tome, but he has no dinitume on himself. So then it could be that our sugya is going a fillu according to Rove. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Hune kimoti lahai kro yire yeroe bochi. Omar eved sherabai mitzapa loy leroiso yisrachek mimenu tersiv kisavoyu lirois ponai mi bikesh zois mi yetchem remois chatzeroi. The Mephoshim explain that we had learned by the mitzvah of Riyas Ponim, there's a ksiv and a kri. The ksiv is yire, and the kri is yeroe. So the ksiv is that one should see the Adon, one should see the Rabbeinu Shloilom. And the kri is yeroa, that one should be seen by the Rabbeinu Shloilom. So Rav Huna said as follows. The Aved that Rabbein Shalom had to Klal Yisrael was so great. Aved Sheraboy Mitzapa Loy Liroysay. That means he brought his aksiv and a kri. Rabbein Shalom wanted that Klal Yisrael should come Lirois, but he wanted also the Lirois. He wanted to see them. So the Av and the Chibur was so great, Sheraboy Mitzapa Loy Liroysay, that the Rebbe wants to see him. And now the Richel Kis Kisavoyu Lirois Ponai, when they want to come to see the Rabbein Shalom, not Lirois, but Lirois Ponai, Mi Bikesh Zois Miyetchem Rabbeis Chatzeroi, the Rabbein Shalom does not want that they, not only is not interested in seeing them, he wants that they shouldn't see him. Let us see Rashi. Eved shehu choviv l'rabbi. He was choviv l'rabbi ad sherabbi mitzape v'shomit. That the rabbi was yearning. Mosa yireyu. And there should be such a richuk yisrachik me'olov, yisrachik me'olov. Eichigia yoim shenepach loy l'soinayim. The richakoin, he was merachikim v'tzive shelo yireyu. He doesn't want that he should see him. Shenema ki savoyu mi bikesh sois mi yetchem. Rav Huna ki moti lahai krom bochi v'zavachto shlomim. V'zavachto shlomim v'achalto shom. Eved sheraboy mitzape lechel al shulchonay. They bring a girse eved she mit raboy mitzape loy she yovay lechel al shulchonay. It's a better girse that the eved that the raboy was mitzape that he should come to eat on his shulchan. Yisrachik mimenu d'chsiv lomoli roiv zivcheichem yomer Hashem. The Rebbein Shem doesn't want any more the kabonis of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Lozo kimoti lahaikro bochi. The pasuk says v'lo yochlu ochiv lanos oisoi kinivelu miponov. That the Acha Yosef were unable to answer him. They were fatumult. That the techocha of a boss of a dom is such that there's nothing but to answer. Techocha shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachas kamo v'kamo. So if I had to give us the techocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the zicher will be nothing but to answer. What does Rashi say? Techocha shemoichiach pishay befonov. He tells him his pesha. The Mephoshim ask, where do we find Teichoch over here? We don't find that Yosef was Mechiach the Shvotim. He just said, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Ovi Chai, and Layuch Lo Ochiv Lani Soisa. Where was their Teichoch? The Beis Halevi says, Amir de Kibshat, that in by saying these few words, Ani Yosef, Oid Ovi Chai, there was a Moiradik Teichoche. The Teichoche was that Yehuda came with a taine to Yosef about Binyamin. That he, even if Binyamin is chayiv to be an Eved, he can't keep him for an Eved because they have an old father. And the nefesh of the father is kosher with Binyamin. So this has to be taken into consideration. That was the whole time of Binyamin. That you have to send back Binyamin. So Yosef said, Ani Yosef ha'oid ovi chai. He says, what happened? What happened till now? Till now you sold me. Where was the cheshbon then? Why then didn't you cheshbon about Yaakov Avinu? He still remained alive even though I was sold. So what are you tining now that Binyamin should be sent back and now I should take into consideration the Navshei Kshura Benavshei, how close Yaakov Avinu is with Binyamin. So that was the Teichocha of Abbas of Edom, and they had nothing but to answer him. Teichocha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachas kama v'kama. Let us see Teisvis, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachas kama v'kama, shlo yuchal lohovig, shlo hoshiv tshuve mal yosa, that by the Teichocha of the Rebbein Shalom, we will not have a tshuve mal yosa lipota legamri, that we could say that we have a good teretz. The mikama dvorim motzilifter atzmoi k'tzatz. Maybe he has a miktzas teretz. K'disa beperer kador. Yecholni lifter koloilom midin shal tfilim. Aber a teretz legamri, that means that we're in ganzen verempfert, that we sicher won't have. Rabbi Lozo kimoti lahaikro bochi. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Shmuel el Shol lomo hilgastani lahalis oisi." The pasuk is speaking about that Shol was malish Shmuel a yedeya balas oiv, and Shmuel came with Shol to taina lomo hilgastani. Why were you mafchid me? Hagoz is a loshon of pachad, lahalis oisim. Uma Shmuel atzadik hoya misyore min hadin onu al achas kama vekama. Shmuel mahi, dechsiv atoima ha'isha el shol alehim ra'isi oilem, oilem trei mashme. Chad Shmuel, ve'idoch da'ozul Shmuel va'osye le'moyshe ba'adei, that Shmuel went and brought Moshe. That's the Oilim. How's this Merumis in the Oilim? There were two. So they say, the Menachem Eshev Nefesh says, from the Loshen Elohim, that's going on Moshe, Re'ei Nisaticha Elohim Leparoi. So Memele, that is Pshat and Posik, Abatoy Merisha Oshol Elohim Re'isi Oilim. That means I saw Moshe together with Shmuel, that they were both Eila together. And what was the purpose of Shmuel calling Moshe Rabbeinu? Omer leidume chas v'sholoim ledino matveino. Maybe the reason I'm being called ledin. Kumba hadoi, she should come together with me, the leke milse, the kosve bi'eraise, the loiki yamtia. That you should be made, that there's nothing in the Torah that is written that it wasn't mekayim. The Mephoshim explain, so lochere, the raya of that Shmuel was afraid was from the posik of, Elohim Reisi Oilam. The Rai is that he brought Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza ki moti lahaikra bochi, vayomer Shmuel al shol lo mehigastani lali soisi. When he came to this Pasuk, not when he came to the Pasuk, vatoima ha'isha el shol. He cried by the first Pasuk. Well, this is a later Pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel al shol is a later Pasuk. So the Mephoshim explain, the Bemishne Hilgastani is a Loshen of Pachad. But Stabazai, when we learn this Pasuk, we really don't know what the reason of the Pachad was. But since we see from the Pasuk, Vatoyma Ha'isha Oshol Alehim Reisi Oilim, that he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him to be made, that do meledinim it beine kum badoy the leke milse the kosvus the kosafta be reis the leke emtia. So from this pasuk we see why Shmuel was befachad. So but al kaponim when Abarloza learned this pasuk, so he was bochi if Shmuel was befachad b'vayim adin onu alachas kama v'kama. The Mephoshim ask, what was the fear of the Yom HaDin? I mean, he was Nifter already. And Mestame, when the person is Nifter, so there's a Din already. And Mestame, he was Zocha B'Din. So why all of a sudden did he fear the Din? So others say pshat that the din is relevant. It depends. That means that there are different dargis that a person is given, and b'shas is oile to a higher darge, there's a different din. Is he roi to this darge? So memele. So even though Shmuel he was zeiche b'din b'shas misosai, but he was afraid, Duma Ledina Mitveina, maybe now they want, I should go in a higher Mokim, in a higher Dargit. So now there's a new Din. And the new Dargit is a new Din. And the new Din, he wanted to make sure that Moshe Rabbeinu will be with him. I saw in Meiris Hagdolim, they bring from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that He also asked this kasha, why was Shmuel afraid of the din? He already was zeiche b'din after the p'tire. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said he left over children, and the pasuk says ubonov leholchu bedrochov v'ulai kilkelu maiseyim. That's what they bring from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So the pachad of the din was that he knew that he was takizoyche b'din. That was mitzad his maisim. But he was afraid, could be bonov is kilkulu maisim. Atkan l'shoyne. So here a shtikul ha'ore, if the fear was because of his children, so how can Moshe Rabbeinu helps? What is he bringing Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was only to be made on that he wasn't Oivani Yisurim. So, but if it's the shail about the children, so how can Moshe Rabbeinu help? Perhaps the Goin in Igeres Hagro writes as follows. Ki chash v'sholem bekilkul habonim Yeonshu of ve'em ma'oid. Bekilkul abonim, the parents will be nenash. Va'af im tadrichem tomid be'musa. Afilu, you'll be madrich the children properly with Musa. V'loy tekablum, and they're not mekabel. Oy lo'oysa bushe v'tzar v'bizoyin ba'ilam habo. So it would seem from the lashon of the goyim that there's two inyanim. There's an inyan of ye'onshu oveim. There's an inyan of an oynish. Va'avim tadrichem tomid b'musan. They weren't mekabel, so you did what you could do. Then there's no oynish. But then there's bushe and tzar and bezoyin ba'ilam habo. So it could be he was afraid that perhaps he wasn't madrich them correctly. So he would be nenash on that. So that he brought Moshe Rabbeinu along. Could be that's how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter learned Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, the leka milse d'chsiv b'yereise d'loi kiyamtiyo. Loi boi lemeimer sheyoi loi shekiyem akel. Not that the purpose of bringing Moshe Rabbeinu was that to me that he was mekayim everything. The menor yoda. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know this? So Moshe Rabbeinu is not the one that can be made on his meisim. Elo yoyim kach v'kach dorashti v'asisi meise boi vidani shekein lo mato gam ato. So he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu v'kel to be. I mean, that's what Taisus learned, Shatav Moshe Rabbeinu should be made the way he was Deirish, and the halachas he paskin, Moshe Rabbeinu should be maskim, that he also agreed to these drushes. They bring from the Yismach Leif that he says a very interesting pshat. that he wanted Shmuel Hanovi Heran Hoge, that he wasn't Mekabel Hano Mishum Odom. The Gemara says, Haraitze Shloi Lahenois, he doesn't have to have Hano, like Shmuel Aramosi. Others have tainus to this. If a person is like, he doesn't want to derive any benefit from anyone, that creates a barrier between him and other people. If he eats together with them and he's close with them, so there's a bigger kesher and yedidus between them. So Shmuel Anovi was afraid maybe Klal Yisrael wasn't mushpa so much from him because of this gather that he had, that he didn't want to have any hanor from anyone. He brought his own food, his own temple. He came, so Mamela, that's what he was afraid of. So therefore, he wanted to bring Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asher mi lakachti. He also was the same. Moshe Rabbeinu was also the same. So he wanted, if there'll be any tainus on his anhoge, kodmu. Moshe Rabbeinu also was the same, so there shouldn't be teveya him on this anhoge. Rabbi Ami, kimoti lahai kro bochi. When Rabbi Ami came to this posik, he cried, Yitain ba'ofo piyu. So speaking about Yisurim. And afterwards it says, Ulai yesh tikve. Omar kule hai, and then v'ulai. Rabbi Ami kimoti lahai kro bochi. The posik says, Bakshu tzedek, Bakshu anove. Ulai si sosru b'yoyim af Hashem. Omar, so a person is mevakish tzedek, is mevakish anove, and after all that is an ulai si sosru b'yoyim af Hashem. Kulei hai v'ulai. Rabbi Asi kimote lahai kro bochi, sinu ro, ve'ehevu toiv, v'hatzigu b'shar mishpot. So this is a gvaldik ishleimis, sina saror and avasatoiv and mishpot. Ulai yechnan Hashem alakeit sevokais kulei hai veulai. Rav Yosef kimoti lahai kro bochi v'yesh nispo beloi mishpot. So when he came to this pasuk, he started crying. He said, the pasuk says eshchek lechazach, that a person could leave this world. He's nesach min olam b'loy mishpot. That means even though he's not deserving of this, he doesn't have a veiris which are mechayiv that he should be nenash, that he should leave this world. But v'yesh nispa b'loy mishpot. So when he came to this posik, he cried. So Gemara asked, what's that kepshat in posik? Mi'ike da'ozo b'loy zimne. So the Gemara asked, is there such a thing that a person leaves this world even though it wasn't his time to leave b'loy mishpot? The Gemara says, in tihod Rav Bivi bar Abaye havishchiach gabei malach hamovis. Rav Bivi bar Abaye, the malach hamovis, used to be shchiach with him, used to speak with him. Om alei l'shluchei zil aisilim miryom migadlo seyer neshayim. So he told his shliach, the Malach Mavis told his shliach, he should bring Miriam. Which Miriam? She was Megadol Seyon Neshai. She used to braid the hair of women. Ozol Aisilei, the shliach went and brought Miriam Megadli Dardiki. He brought another Miriam that was Megadol, small children. The Mephoshim explained that the Malach Mavis told him, he should bring Miriam Megadlo. He thought he would chap which Miriam he meant, but the shliach misunderstood. Miriam Megadlo. So instead of the Malachamovis meant Megadlo Seyon Nishai, and he brought Miriam Megadlo Dardiki. Omalei, and no Miriam Megadlo Seyon Nishai Omriloch. I meant that you should bring the other Miriam. Omalei, so the shliach told him, Ihochi Ahadra, so I'll return her, that she should make, it should be a Tchias HaMesim. Omalei, Hoil Vaisiso, Tehevi Liminyona.
she should, if you're ready, she was brought, so she'll be ready in the minyan hamesim. That, so mamela, you don't make trees hamesim. She should be from the mesim already. Elohechi yachisla, he says, how are you able to bring her? I mean, she wasn't mechuyev misa. So he says, have nekita mitara biyodo. She was holding a poker in her hand. Vahavis koshagra machraya tanure. And she was sweeping out or mixing the coals in the tanur. Shoklisa, so others say pshat, Shoklisa is going on the shliach, that he went and took this poker. Anchasei agabo dekara. And I put it on her foot. Kotcho, so it started burning. The Isra Mazlo, so then it was a matzah already of Isra Mazlo, Vaisisa, and I brought it. Omale Rabivi Barabaye Islachu Rishuse Lemevet Hochi. How can you do such a thing? That Lemai said this Miriam Megadla Dardik, it wasn't Chayev Misa. So how were you able to accomplish such a thing? Amalei v'lo iksivi yesh nispa b'loi mishpat. It said, there's a posik, yesh nispa b'loi mishpat. Amalei v'oksiv der heilech v'der bo. It seems that the der can only come after the first der is heilech. So you have to have the der heilech. So there's a certain amount of time that you have to have a der. And when the der is heilig, then it's v'der bo. But how could it be that there wasn't the time for her to leave this world yet? So it's not so it's felt in der heilig. Omar derin lo ano ademolo ledore v'hoda mashlim lo ledoime. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says. Omalei, miyke da ozala shaska boyle, yesh nispa boyle mishpot, yesh kolo vein ovein biyodoi, boyle hoya mishpot lispais, there wasn't a mishpot that he should leave this world. Miyke da ozala shaska boyle, omalei malach leshluchai, aisle miriam megadlo nishaya, horoiges miriam amakala seir anosh. The miriam that braids the hair of the women, Heiche yochuslo, ma'aches lo higiyos mano. Haba nekites metare biyodo, yoysa yicheses biyodo so ud shaltano, shekoilim pargon, that's the poker of the oven, kamachraye tanure machabedes es atano. Oisivtei agaba dekara, oishivose agav raglo, so this poker went and put over her foot, venichvis, and she got burnt, vuhu ramazlo. So he asked him, there's a din, the heilach v'der bo, the re'ina lohu ano, eini moisron l'shoymer ha-meisim sheshmoy doimo, ele mizgalgalam imi v'shotin bo'olam, ad shi yismalu shenoysov, v'hu kori do... So it seems that there's, after the misa, there's a shoymer ha-meisim of doimo, it leaves the oilam. No, there's an hug of misgalgalum imi boilum. That's the kolzman, this doyer had to be a kolzman, so they remain boilum. And after that time comes, and then the neshama is given over to the sar, shemer hamesim. Omalei, soif, soif. Shneha my of this. What happened with her years? I mean, there was the year she was supposed to live. Omar yike tzuve merabonon demaver bemilei meisfine lohulei vahave chilufei. If there's a Talmud Chochem, that's maver al midoisov. So we give him those years, we add on those years, and this will be instead of her. So others say pshat as follows. Others say, that Be'emes, she could come with a taina, that she was destined to have more years. The more years she could be Moisef Schusim. So these years are given over to Talmud Chochem. So the Talmud Chochem is called Man Shemaskinim is Datamis Yashavis Aleim. So for Kert, these years which are given over to Talmud Chochem, so he's Maisav Schusim. Since these Schusim came about through her years, so she has a Chelik and his Schusim, so she's not losing. But it has to be a Talmud Chochem that's Maver Al Midosav. That means if he'll be Makbid, he'll say, I worked, I held of it, and she should get my schusim, so she won't derive any benefit from it. So that's why if he's maver al midosov, some emela, and he's a Talmud Chochem, so this is a good combination. Others want to say that we have to know that tzayfer l'roshel l'tzadik mevakish l'hamisoi. So the who has sotno malachamovis or yetzahore, he never does good things. No, so others want to say as follows that the pshat is there's a haftoche if a person was leichota roiv shneisav, so then he's batuach, he won't be chayti anymore. So he takes these years to make sure it shouldn't be roiv shneisav. The years on the years will still be before. She'll be before Rav Shneisov, she'll be able to be machti him. There's Amoyredik Rabbeinu Chananel. I'd just like to learn a few minutes to Rabbeinu Chananel. The top of the Yomit. Yesh nisve beloy mishpat. Maise de miyem migdalo. Megadlan Ashaya, Miriam Megadla Dardaki, this Khalfly Lishliche, Vaisen Miriam Megadla, Sayer Nishaya, he brings Fakert. Vieshmi Shaimer, Ki Inyan Chaloim Rod Vorim Halolo. He saw this in a Chaloim. Voloi Oit, El Rabivi Ben Abaye, Hoyem Miss Asik, Berias Hashede. Lefichach Yeshloimer, Bederech Hazeh. Yeshloima kederech hazeh. Ro, vein soim chmolov. Maybe he saw nacholim. Maybe he saw kid berias hashedim. Vein soim chmolov. Finished. Vos what's pshatn posik? U pisroin yesh nisva beloi mishpot kegoin odom shahorik chaveri. So dachsach mir, Rabbeinu Chananel is saying the moira de kechidish. We had mentioned lessons the Chaim HaKodesh and Parshas Vayeshe, Vayatzileu Miyodom, that he brings from the Zohar HaKodesh, how was Reuven Matzel Yosef by throwing him in the bird that when the Choshim Bekrabim, so the Zohar HaKodesh says, Vayatzileu Miyodom, he was Matzel from Abal Bchire. Abal Bchire is Bekoyach, to be mazik, even though it wasn't basher that he should be nenash. So that was that solom. Ashenke nechoshim v'krabim will only be manish if it's nigza min ha-shamayim. So l'choyre, this is pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what yesh nispa b'loy mishpot. I'd like to just mention two mara mekoymes on this inyan. The netziv and the sefri in Bamidbar and the posik mi pi elyon loisaitse horois. The sefri asks astire. Said one posik said shoyked al horo. So about this one posik says mi pi elyon loisaitse horois. So the netziv says yesh beis mine rois. There's two types of rois. Ha'echad la'acher sha'osa aveira. A person did an aveira. Mishtalim loy. So the aveira he'll get paid from the aveira. So that's mi pi'el yulei seitzei arois. That's the aveira alone is goivim. Vahasheni koidim sha'osa aveira v'yesh nispa b'loy mishpot. There's an inyan, mi pi elyon lo yseitze arois, v'yesh, he didn't do an aveira, v'yesh nispa b'loy mishpot. Al pi yodom, dekach olo b'marshavto yisborach b'yitzir asoylom,
This was the machshav that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when he created the world, sheyishla to odom ba odom lechaloi. So lechayre he says cloth, and it seems the same thing, but by the Chananel says. Agav Urcha, I'd like to say over, it's brought down in Eures Hagro from the Goyim. It's brought down as follows. Tois, mashemulgol befi ha'ilam, shebal b'chire yochel lasois la'odom bilti gzeres ha'boire. The Goyim held that there's no such thing that a bal b'chire can do something to a person if there wasn't a gzere from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Emerson that says in Chayv Salbovis and Shabbat Tochem also the same thing, that no one can be meria or be mative to someone else if it's not exera from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Now the Goyin says, Rak, there is an chilik between a bal b'chire and not a bal b'chire. Rak, shebechol dovor, nigzar al ha'odom be'eze even yinogev. That means if a person bangs himself on a stone, so there's a gzeira mina shemayim, which stone he has to bang himself. Not only he has to bang himself. There's a gzeira mina shemayim, which stone he's going to bang himself. Avol bebal b'chire, loy nigzar eze bal b'chire yaseloy. That is the chilik baya bal b'chire. That means it was nigzar that he should be nenash. But which, how he should be nenash, if it comes to a bal b'chire, there was no gzeira which bal b'chire. Avolim loy nigzal min ha-shamayim, ein bal b'chire yochel lasis loy ma'umen. That's what the Goyin says, and Sal Kaponim, there's zicha chiluki deyes in this inyan. But I think this is pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. Let us see Taisvis. Moisif no loy. So the Gemara says that what do you do with his years? We're Moisif. We have a chilufi. Yesh lahakshois, Rabbi Kive, the Islay, Bishili achilet, Misheloy heisifu loy, lechiskiyo, Bless loy, zocha meisifin loy, Amash mahocha the meisifin loy, vetzorach iyum. The Gemara says in Yevomis as follows, the Rabbi Kiva Darshan, the Posik, es mispar yomecha amale, that a person has a schum of years that he's supposed to live. Zocha, if he was zoche, mashlimim loy, so he lives these years. Loy zoche, peichsin loy. But there's no such thing that you add on years. It's either amale, mashlimim loy, or peichsim loy. The male that is Taisvis Kashe. From our Gemara, we see that there's an inyan of Zocha Meisifin loy. That's Taisvis Kashe, and Taisvis blies by Etzorachin. Taisvis in Yevomis answers, that it's no Kashe. That means that pshat is, since someone else had these years, kiven shenigzro l'shem odom, so there were years already that the samazai years are not taken out from the luften to be given to a person. But if someone had shown him, then they could be meisiv. That's how Taisvis emphasizes the kasha in Yevomis. Let us see Taisvis and Omed Beis, Daf Dalad Omed Beis. Two Taisvis in. So this is our gilse, and it would seem that he asked this kasha. Legosinen omar. Shrav Yosef lo yeshoyil kach. Shal zele metaretz lo yashas klum. I mean, the Gemara answers it is like this. Allah shas kaporech le. The shas asks, how does it work, tak? And now we say this to this meiser. Aveshchiach gabe malach hamovitz, the mesaper ma she'ira lo yikvar. He told them what occurred with him, but this was past history. Dahai uvde de Miriam megadla nishaye bebay sheni hoya dahoisa imay shel ploini kedeisa b'shabbes. The Yalkut Yeshayahu brings down, we don't have anything in Shabbos that speaks about this, but he brings down that they found in their some hashmotes from the Gemara in Shabbos, and there is a Gemara in Shabbos that says that that she was the mother of Pappus ben Yehuda. She was the mother of Pappus ben Yehuda, and this was Bisman of the Bayi Shein. So Kaponim, that what Malach HaMavis related him, it wasn't fresh off the press, it was Alta Maisa, but Al Kaponim, it occurred Bismana Bayi Yesheni. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yochanan Kimoti Lahai Kro Bochi. When he came to this posik, he started crying, but the Siseini Voi Levalo Yechinam. Rabbi Nishlam spoke to the Sotan. He had told him that you induced me, you maces me, Leval Echinam, to chapter with Eev. Eved, Sherabi, Macesim, Loi, Venises. So it's a Sheklech Apostic that the Rabbi is Macesim, Loi, Macesim, Venises, and he is Nises. Becomes induced to do such a thing. Takone yeshloi. Rabbi Yochanan kimoti lahai kro bochi. Hein bikdoishov lo yamin. The pasuk says that Rabbi Yochanan is not mamin bikdoishov. I bikdoishov lo yamin b'man yamin. Who will he trust if he doesn't trust the kdoish? Yoy mechad aveka ozl b'ulche. Rabbi Yochanan was going on a path. Choshelu gavre dave mankit teini. He was picking teini. Shovik hanoch demotu, v'shokul hanoch deloimotu. Those that were right, he didn't pick. Those that weren't right, he picked. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan asked him, lap hani malentvei. So I don't understand you. These are better. These are ripe already. Why are you taking those which are not ripe? I'm going on a trip. Is hani notrin, those which are not ripe, some of mele they'll keep. They won't get rotten. Hani loy notrin. But these won't keep. Omar. So he said, "Heinu d'chsev hein b'kedusha of layami." Now we know pshat in the pasuk, "Hein b'kedusha of layami." Let us see Rashi. The motu nisbashlu, they were ripe. Hani minterin oison shloi bishlu kol tzolchon ein memaris lirkayv. They won't rot so quick. Heinu d'chsev. So let us see the Bachki Hechi, the Betainim Atoivais, by the good Tainim, Yori Pen Yirkavu, Hafa Bachurim Atzadikim, Nechozim Lemise Pen Yechtu. So the Yin Yaakov says Pshat, Faket Hein Bekdoishov Layamin, the Pshat is Misha Godel Mechaveira Yitzre Godel Emenu. So if a person is a Bechina of a Kodesh, is the danger of chet is much greater because Yitzchak Godel Emenu. So therefore the Eibishter takes them away in the younger years to make sure that that's the marshal of these peiris that that they shouldn't be chet, they should leave this world rain without a chet. Eini. So the Gemara says, we see Nitazoi, Vahu Talmid Dahave Bishivavusei de Rabbi Alexandria. There was a Talmud who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandria, Vishachiva de Zutta, and he died young. For Omar, Rabbi Alexandria said, Iboi Haime Rabbonon Havechaye, if he had wanted to, he could have lived. What does that mean? Adizuta Rashi says, "Ba'idei bocha iboi haimer rabbono the yisheilach b'derech toivim havechaye." That means his actions brought about that he died young. V'misa dulma mehein begdoishiv layamin abe. If there's such a seder, the begdoishiv layamin, so me'mele, maybe that's the reason why he died. So the Gemara answers, "Ahum mevayi peraboisav habe." No, he was a mevayit berabosiv, he was a moirit.
So Mamela Rabbi Luchzander knew why he was nifta. Let us see Rashi. Mevayt berabbi Savhavi Rabbi Luchzander yoye makhe boy shlo yoye minak doishim. Uchsiv v'toiv lo yiyah l'roshe v'lo yarech yomim k'tzel asher einenu yorei mifnei elikim. When is this? If he's not a yorei mifnei elikim. V'sanye b'meseches kedushin. Moire zu en yedeya mahuk sh'oima v'adarto p'nei zokin v'yoreisem elikecho havi oima moire zu k'void chachomim. So memele so here, that what he died young was because he wasn't mechaber tamid chachamim. He was a boyet per abayisav. Let us see Tosfos. Mevayet per abayisav habe. So Tosfos vechein ikal ameima behi de perikam de Shabbos. Be'echad shemeis, v'hoysa ishtoi meileches tfilov v'beis ha-medrish, omro ksiv ki hi chayecha v'oirech yamecha. Bali shekora harbe v'shona harbe heicha meis b'chitziyomo. Le'yishivu lo dovo. He didn't answer her. Le'yho ya'oimrim mehani have de b'kdoishev lo yami. They didn't answer her. What was the problem? Let them answer her that he was such a gevalde kebal madrege. So let them answer her that teretz she is a kasha and the nog of the rabbi shlom in b'kdoishim lo yamim. So it could be taki because they knew that he was not from the kdoishim. He was from the others. That he was mevay per abayse for you. So that's why they didn't tell her the teretz of b'kdoishim lo yamim. Why didn't they tell him the true teretz that he was takam avay berabaisot? So that they knew she wouldn't be mekabel because she tainid shona harbe she mishtamid chachomim. So memele she wouldn't believe that. So memele they had nothing but to tell her. But really it was a teretz. It was a avay berabaisot. Inami loyhoya tshuva neitzachas. That means it's something which she won't understand. That means she didn't understand the anhog of the Rabbi Nishlam, so to tell her such anhog, she wouldn't accept that. She wouldn't understand the smell. That's why they didn't tell her. It's an interesting teretz from the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan says that, he wants to say that, Meis Bachatzi Yomov. It was Meis Bachatzi Yomov. He didn't die so young. It was Chatzi Yomov. So the Gemara says, if a person is Roiv Shnoisov was without a head, so Mamela Shuv is Muftach Shuv Einei Chayte. So he says Bachatzi Yomov. So Rashi says Roiv Shnoisov means he was 36. So he says Lav Davke 36. If it was 35 in a day, it's also Roiv Yomov already. So he says, could be Chatzi Yomov means that he was already 35 in a day. So Memele is a little bit more than Chatzi Yomov. So Memele, that's why they couldn't tell her that Heim B'Kdoshev Layamin, because it's already, it was Reif Shonov without a chet. Till Eli Yomov he came and said that it was Taki Dirichet before, that he wasn't Nizer and in Yoni Kedusha. So that's why he was Taki Nenash. Rabbi Yochanan kimoti lahaikro bochi. The pasuk says v'kiravti aleichem lemishpot v'yisi eid memayer b'machavshim b'naafim b'nishboim l'sheker v'ba'oishke ischar socher. Eved sherabai mekalvoi ledoinoi u'memayer lohaidoi takone yeshloi. Kiravti aleichem lemishpot. Others say pshat that the Rabbeinu Shloilom bimkoimoi is that's it's kulei rachmim. But sometimes it says vayered when bebaistoim. So the Rabbeinu Shloilom went down to the midas hadin. Bimkoimoi is kulei rachmim. is when it's v'keravti aleichem l'mishpot. V'yisi eid memayer, and everything goes very quick. There's no erech apayim anymore. Takone yeshloi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Eilonu sheshokal oleinu hakosuf kalois kachamuleis. What does Rashi say? Kalois kachamuleis. Oishke ischal soche kimena afim umechashvim. Rabbi Nishalom it says vis bemechashvim uba oishke ischal soche. The Mesilas Yishorim says pshat in this Gemara that not pshat is that the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom is manish mide keneged mide. It's not pshat that is the same einish an oishke ischa socher and an menafim. The menafim is an avera chamuras is an einish chamuras. No, he said, "Pshat Eilonu sheshokal oleinu akosuv kalis kechamuris." The Mesilas Yeshorim says, a person thinks that there's Memesin, the Rambam and the Geras also says the same in Yin. A person thinks that the small averis won't go into the cheshbon already. Like we have on this world is a din kimlei b'darabmina. You take care of the big oynish, the small averis already become bottle b'miyutam. So he says, "V'ketzad Rambam gatzes in the geres the whole din of kimle b'darabene that is dafke on bezn shalmata. Bezn shalmata hide such an hoge. But lemaile there's no such din of kimle b'darabene. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam says in the geres that Yerovim ben Avot was nenish why he didn't make an erev tavshilin also. That means there everything goes into cheshbon. So the Mesilas Yesharim says." The Midas HaMishpot, just like we understand that if a person did a small schus, so Mitzad Midas HaMishpot, he understands that he should be shekel the schus, he did something good, it's small, but it should be taken, should be accounted for. So Memele, so the small averes are also accounted for. After the Rebbeinu Shlomo is an oyev Mishpot, so everything goes into the cheshbon. So that was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said. Sheshokal aleinu, that this goes into the shikul. It's not forgotten, and it's not disregarded. No, sheshokal aleinu kosuv kalis kechamulis. Omar Reish Lakish, kolamate dinei shel ger keiloi mate dinei shel mailo. Shenema umati ge umati ksiv. So it's kavyochel. It's mati ger bahai kroksiv. Omar Rabbi Chanina bar Pope kol oise dovo umischaret boy moichlon loy miyat. Shenema. This is a continuation of this pasuk. V'lo yiruni hayiruni moichlem lahem miyat. Rabbi Yochanan kimoti lahai kro bochi. Ki es kol maisei holikim yovi b'mishpot al kol nelam. Rabbi Nishalom will bring b'mishpot al kol nelam on the dvorim and elomim also on the dvorim he wasn't aware of. Eved, sheraboi shoikoloi, shkogois kizdoinois, that is a mishpot on the nelam. Also the same thing. It's not the same mishpat, but there's a shikul. Takone yeshlo. So now the Gemara asks, "Mai al kol nelam? Yovi elakim be mishpat al nelam? What's kol nelam? Why says we're saying a revuse? Omarav zehoyre kino b'fnei chaveroi v'nimas bo. Ushmul omar zeharok b'fnei chaveroi v'nimas." Let us see Rashi. Ki es kol maise olakim yovi b'mishpot al kol nelam. Va'av al hanelom es mimene, who is unaware of, she'osa shoygek umeviyoy b'mishpot. Al kol nelam, afilo dover mu'et b'mashma. Afilo was a small thing. V'nimas kotzo das chaveroi b'dovo.
the Beis Halevi says Pshat in this Gemara. He says a gewaldike Pshat, and the Pshat God in Beis Halevi doesn't bring down the Maise, but the Maise is brought down. There was a Maise that occurred with the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi used to leave brisk. He used to dress like a poshita person. He didn't want the people to be mechabedim. And once he left brisk and he had to go someplace, to Baranovich, I think, and he got fablonjit, and it was in the middle of the night, and it was a very cold evening. And they had to stop off someplace. So there was an inn. So they came to this inn, they knocked by the inn, and the innkeeper said they didn't make reservations, I couldn't talk, he doesn't take in people without reservations. They should have made reservations. He shut the door, but then the base slave told, listen, we'll get frozen out here, we can't remain out here, sort of banging, and they pleaded with him, take us in, we shouldn't be outside in the cold and the snow. So the kids, he took them in and he put them in not bechaber the kerum, they were on the floor. And then later there was a rebbe that came with chassidim. They had made reservations already, and they came, and he was mekabel them b'seiv upon him yofes. And bekitzer, this rebbe went, he wanted a daven meirev, and he passed by this room and he sees someone on the floor, and he looks, he sees it's the Beis Halevi, Priskerov, what are you doing here on the floor? This innkeeper finds out that this is the Beis Halevi, Shema Shemaim, so his mom, she wanted to fall through the floor, that he realized what he had done. So he asked the Beis Halevi Mechila. He says, but he came with an excuse. He says, I didn't know you, I would know, you should have told me, the Beis Halevi, it's not my fault. You should have told me, Briskerov, I would zichev let you in. So the Beis Halevi told him, he says, I'll tell you. He says, if a poshita yid, you can leave outside in the cold. No, Beis Halevi, you can't, the Briskerov, you can't leave outside in the cold. So then you're 100% right, you didn't know him, Briskerov. He says, but I'll tell you, a poshita yid also you're not allowed to leave outside in the cold. So he says, Mamaila, so you did something wrong. So he says, now there's no teretz, Bashamayim, now you'll be nenesh for Beis Halevi, for Briskerov. That's what he told him. And he said pshat with this, he said pshat in the Maisa of Shechem, that it says by Shechem that, he says pshat in the posik that it says that, he says pshat al kaponim the posik like this. Now, Bemson Shechem did not realize who Dina was, what the Avla was that he had done, that she was a Bas Yaakov, Kitimeyes Bas Yaakov. He didn't realize the Chaymer Advom. Abba Vachain Le Yeyose. But whatever he had done was, should not have been done a fellow for a poshita girl. So Memele, so there he'd be nenesh alts Bas Yaakov. He said pshat in this Gemara the same way. He says, ki es kol maise lekim yavim mishmet al kol nelam eved, shirabi shoykoloi, it says going about al kol nelam, omarav zahoyre kino befnei chavere venimaspo. So speaking about like this, that he realized that it's not a proper thing to be hoyre gekina, but he did not realize how much Yenis suffered from this. That was nelam imenu. But al kaponim, since he was aware that this was not proper to do, so memela al kol nelams will be nema, there'll be nenash, and how much Yenis suffered because of that which was done before him.